I want to describe to you a scenario which was addressed in a major article recently in one of the local journals here in Eretz Yisrael called Tchumin, which is quoted here on page 11. The case was that a woman shows up for Gerus, and after the Gerus, just 1 week later, she gets married on Shabbos in a non-kosher ulam. And the question is whether her Gerus was valid or not. Obviously, Nisbarer, it became absolutely clear that her intention was very suspicious. Did she really want to become a Gioris? And there she went ahead and gets married a week later with Chil Shabbos and with Trey for food. So I'm just throwing this out there even before we start our learning, because I want to show you how relevant these issues are today. This is an actual case that came up in contemporary life. He has in that same article another case where it was quite clear that the Mizgayer was not interested in Yiddishkeit, in Frumkeit. Somehow he got by, and they did the Gerus. What's the question? What's the status of such a Gerus? Again, I mentioned this at the outset just to give you a flavor for how relevant this issue of Gerus and how to define Gerus is in our contemporary life. So let me begin by giving a little bit of a framework, of a structure for our Shia today. Gerus itself requires a bezdin of three judges. And this can be derived from a pasuk, as we'll soon see. Mishpat echad yelachem lager hagar etchem. It's called Mishpat. And the Rishonim are going to raise, and this is going to be the major question for today, what kind of judges can sit on a bezdin? We're dealing with a doraisa halacha. The Torah requires what's called mumchim, otherwise known as smuchim, that have a smicha that's an unbroken chain leaning back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Today, in our time, we don't have smuchim. So that's going to be the major question here. How can we possibly accept Gerim today? We're going to show that according to most Rishonim, the institution of Gerus today is built on a principle called Shlichu Sayu Kavdinan, that we today are the Shluchim, our Batei Dinim are, so to speak, appointed to represent the original Bezdin of Smuchim. Does that principle of Shlichu Sayu Kavdinan operate on a Doraisa level? Is it some kind of a Derabbanan? And in general, when we say Shlichu Sayu Kavdina and the Sugin Gittin that we're about to learn, is that a general halacha that applies to all Gerus, or is it every single Gerus of any single particular Bezdin has to operate Midin Shlichu Sayu Kavdina? And then, how does Shlichu Sayu compare, how does it size up to the principle, the universal principle at halacha of Shlucho Shalom Kimoso, where we have certain exceptions? For example, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Or, for example, where the Mishaleach could say, you messed up, this is not what I had in mind, and therefore your Shlichus is completely null and void. Do we have the ability to void a Gerus based on the fact that it's not really Shlichus Sayu Kavdinin in this case? And this is going to become very relevant in a Gerus L'Shem Ishus, when somebody converts simply because they want to get a marriage certificate. They're not at all interested in Gerus. So all these questions we want to address today. So let's start from the basics. Everything that I've said until now is just is just an introduction. Now we're ready to get down to brass tacks, and I would ask you to begin on page 1 of your Mara Mekomos. What we want to know is what is the chalos gerus in our time? Does it work? How does it work? Is it oraisa? Is it some sort of takana derabanan? So for that, we have to ask the following question. The Gemara in Masechet Yevamos, which you'll see the third source on page 1, derives that a ger, for gerus needs 3 judges from the pasuk Mishpat Ksivbe. That's a pasuk in Parshas Emor. The Torah there says Mishpat Echad Yilachem LaGer Hagar B'Sochachem. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ushvatetem Tzedek, Bein Ish, Ubein Achiv, Ubein Gero. So the word Ger appears again, together with the Pasuk, Ushvatetem Tzedek. Mikan Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Shen Isgayer Bebezdin, Hareze Ger, Beino Levein Atzmo, Eino Ger. When the Torah says Mishpat, in the context of Gerus, it's telling us that Gerus requires, like Mishpat, a Bezdin. Now let's ask the following question. What constitutes a Bezdin? Forget about Gerus for a moment. Let's put that on the back burner, so we'll come back to it in a minute. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, on the Mishnah, which says, Dine Mamonos Bishlosha, the Gemara wants to know what is the halacha of Dini Mamonos Bishlosha. So the Gemara quotes a great machlokas about this between Rava and Rav Acha. This machlokas between Rava and Rav Acha repeats itself over and over again in different names and different forms throughout the first parak of Sanhedrin. One school of thought has a principle called Eruv Parshios Ksiv, which means that in the parsha of Gzelos Vechavolos, that's the case of a shomer who denies that he ever received the pikadon, the shor or the chamor, and we know that he has it stashed away somewhere. So in such a judgment, the Torah says Elohim 3 times. And Elohim 3 times means that we need 3 judges. Not only that, the word Elohim means a judge that's a mumche, meaning he's a samuch, he has smicha. If we hold Erev Parshios Ksiv, then we take the Elohim times 3 in the parsha of Gzelos Vechavolos, that's the parsha of Shomrim, all this is in Mishpatim, and we extend it to the very next parasha, which is Im Kesef Talvis Ami, which means Halvos. Hence, we derive the conclusion that in all Dini Mamonos we require 3 smuchim. That's one opinion. That opinion can be identified with Rav Acha and Rabbi Avo. Then we have the opinion of Rava, which can be identified with an earlier opinion of Shmuel. And Rava says that the entire requirement of 3 judges is a drabanan, which means that the rabbana made a takana. Really, ein erev parashios ksiv kan. We reject the principle of erev parashios. The requirement of Elohim, of smuchim, is only is limited to the case of gzelos. Again, in the language of the Mishnah, it's called gzelos v'chavolos. That's a separate topic. We're not going to get into that. But let's just call it gzelos. In the case of hodos and halvos, which is more of a classic Dini Mamonos. So Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 1,000, you borrowed 1,000. And Shimon denies the claim. In such a case, the Torah would actually rely on the judgment of one single judge. But the Rabbanan required 3 judges. Now, even if I hold Erev Parshis Ksivkan, which means that we require on a Doraisa level 3 smuchim, we are going to rely on three hedyotos who are not smuchin, and that's a derabanan. So again, there are two ways of understanding the requirement of three judges in hodas and alvos. One way is to understand that midaraisa, if you hold Eira Pashas Ein Ksiv Kan, you don't need three judges. One judge would be sufficient. The requirement of three judges is only derabanan. The other way of understanding it is that Eira Pashas Ksiv Kan, the Torah requires three judges who are smuchim, even for Didi Bamanos, meaning even for Halvos and Odos. The only reason we rely on Edyotos is a rabbinic enactment, which is called Shalotin Odelis Bifnei Lovin. Who's going to want to lend money if they know that the borrower might deny the claim, and the only way they have recourse to get their money back is to find a bezdin of three smuchim? So that's going to close the doors before in the face of the Lovin. No Lovin is going to be able to convince a Malva to lend him money. So therefore they made a takana, and even though the Torah requires three smuchim, we're going to rely on three edyotos. So again, everybody agrees that as far as hodos velvos is concerned, a bezdin of three edyotos is kosher, is reliable. The only question is whether that is a takanas chachamim, to rely on three edyotos, or no, it's a doraisa halacha. Meaning, midaraisa, you don't need three smuchim. It's only midarabana that we need three edyotos. We don't even need three judges, and that's the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos that says afilu man diyom dvar Torah chad nami kosher. In other words, if you hold that ein eruv parashios ksiv, and again, Rabbi Osei, I'm trying to simplify something that's very complicated, so bear with me. But even if you hold that there's no eruv parashios, and the Torah would validate the judgment of one single judge, however, we need three judges, a bezdin of three. Now, these three judges for hodos and alvos are hedyotos; they are not smuchim. Again, if you hold Erev Parashas Ksiv Kan, then you need smuchim, and the Rabbanan Kadesh Shalotinol Delos Bnei Lovin recognize and validate the decision of Hedyotos. If you hold that the Torah only requires for Alvos and Odos one judge, then it was the Rabbanan that required three judges. But bottom line is, Halacha L'maisa, three Hedyotos make up a bezdin as far as hodos valvos is concerned. But now let's get back to the case of gzelos v'chavolos. There everybody agrees, the Torah says Elohim three times, that you need smuchim. Okay, so let's talk about gerus now. We started with the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara derives from the word mishpat, that a ger could be misgayer only in front of a bezdin. Like it says, Mishpat. Well, let's ask the following question. Under which category are we going to place it? Is it equivalent to Gzelos v'chavolos? Or is it equivalent to Hodos v'alvos? If you equate it with Gzelos, then you need, according to Torah law, three Mumchim, which means Smuchim. Because no one argues, and I can't overemphasize this point, that as far as Gzelos v'chavolos is concerned, the Torah requires three mumchim. You could argue back and forth about the case of hodos and alvos, where the requirement of three judges would be the same as Gzelos v'chavolos, and it has to be smuchim. The Torah gave us what's called Erev Parshios, and now the Rabbanan are going to accept even edyotos, or maybe in hodos, if you hold Ein Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan, the Torah was very happy with three edyotos. But my problem is that I have to answer an earlier question, more fundamental introductory question. What is the status of Mishpat in Gerus? Is it equivalent to Gzelos v'chavolos? Then for sure the Torah is going to have to require for Gerus three smuchim, which of course we don't have bisman hazeh. Or shall we classify the mishpat requirement of gerus under the category of hodos valvos? And then at least I have a fighting chance that maybe three edyotos are sufficient even on a doraisa level if you hold ein erev parashas ksiv kan. So I was very excited before I saw before I saw a Tosfos in Masechet Yevamos, which you'll see at the fourth source on your page, not on page on Daf Mem Zayin, I was very happy to assume that since in Rov Dinin Mamonos, which is Hodos Valvos, we're going to paskin that ain't Erev Parshas Ksivkan, and therefore you don't require Gimel Smuchim, the same thing would apply to Gerus. That was my excitement before I saw Tosfos. Then Tosfos says, to throw out a bomb, that afil l'man diomer dvar Torah chad nami kosher, says Tosfos, even if I hold ein erev parashios ksivkan, and therefore as far as hodos valvos, one judge is enough, the whole institution of three judges, that requirement in hodos valvos is only drabanan, hacha, but here in the case of Gerus, medamina leilig zelos v'chavolos, we're going to equate the mishpat requirement of a beis din for gerus with that of gzelos v'chavolos. And in gzelos v'chavolos, the Torah says explicitly Elohim three times, which means we need three smuchim, three mumchim. That's a real problem. We don't have smuchim bizman hazeh. So at this point, if you're following me in the development of the sugya, we're in deep trouble. We don't understand the entire enterprise of Gerus Bizman Hazeh. Now I want to tell you something, and you know this as good as I do. There's certain Sephardic communities that would be very happy, and they would close the Gemara and say, let's go home. There's no such thing as Gerus Bizman Hazeh. For example, in Argentina, or in Panama, or in Syria. Again, I don't mean Syria because there's nothing left in Syria, but I mean all Syrian Jews are opposed to Gerus in our time. Not for this reason, by the way, but this would be very exciting for them. Of course there's no Gerus Bizman Hazeh. We don't have Smuchim. And Gzelos V'Chavos requires Smuchim, and Huadin Gerus requires Smuchim. However, notwithstanding those communities that took upon themselves not to accept Gerim in our time, 90% of the Jewish community, if not 95, maybe even more, accept Gerim Bizman Hazeh. So in order to get out of this pickle, how can you equate, on the one end, the Bezdin for Gerus with Gzelos V'Chavos, which means that you require Smuchim, and on the other hand, accept Gerim Bizman Hazeh? So Tosfos introduces a sugya in Masechta Gittin Pei Ches, that's in Perek HaMagarish, called Shlichusayu Koavdina. And this you'll see in Tosfos and Yevamos, here, the fourth source on your page. Let's try to understand what goes on in Masechta Gittin, and what is this principle called Shlichusayu Koavdina. We have a halacha called Ne'ilas Deles Bifnei Lovin. Meaning, even if I hold that Erev Parashios Ksivkan, and therefore the Torah requires three smuchim for gzelos, I'm sorry, for hodos valvos, then where do we have a Beis Din today that could judge Dini Momenos, halvos, with three judges that are at Yoto? So the answer is Takana Shalotinol Delis Bifnei Lovin. So the entire institution, according to this Man Diomer, again, that's Erev Parshas Ksivkan, of a Bezdin for Alvos. So if I sue you in a court because you borrowed 1,000 and you never returned the money, I take you to a court that's made up of three Hedyotos, because that's all we have today. How is that effective? And the answer has to be a takonis chachamim. And the reason why chachamim were motivated here is because otherwise lo tinol delis bifnei lovin, which means even back in the day when they did have smuchin, the Chazal instituted this takana to recognize the bezdin of hedyotos, because otherwise no one's going to lend money. So now Tosfos in Masechet Yevamos says that in the case of gerim, the same takana is going to apply. Just like we have a takana of Shalotinol Delis Bifnei Lovin, we have a takana called Shalotinol Delis Bifnei Gerim. Pili Ployim. What that means is we don't want to close the door in the face of Gerim. And therefore, Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have Smuchim, all we have is Hedyotos. then we're going to have to institute some sort of a drabbanon to validate the bezdin. For gerus, the Torah requires bezdin. The Torah requires a bezdin to smuchim. Well, even in hodos and alvos, the Torah requires a bezdin to smuchim according to this man the Omar. And yet, min rabbanon, we're going to suffice it with hedyotos. So those same hedyotos, based on the same takonis chachamim, which is in sud shalotin odel sfnei lovin, is going to apply in a bezdin for gerus. But when we look in the sugin gittin, which Tosis is referring to, the sugya says that in our day and age, we don't have dayonim smuch, we only have edyotos, but we can force a person, this is what they call a recalcitrant husband who refused to give a get, we can force him to give a get. Where's a bezin shel smuchin? Shlichusayu kavdinon. Rashi explains in Masechta Gittin on Daf Pei Chesam and Beis. What does it mean? Shlichusayu kavdinon. Shlichusayu de bnei eretz Yisrael avdinon. Heim nosnu lana reshus. So the smuchim in eretz Yisrael will give license. They'll give permission, a kind of ordination, to other batei dinim which are not made up of smuchim to judge on their behalf. It's a funny kind of shlichus. I mean, normally shlichus means you have the mishaleach, he's alive and well, but this shlichus is going to continue ad infinitum. So for example, today, if I have a judgment on hodos v'alvos, and I assume that dini mamas mitzad ha-Torah needs a bezdin of three smuchim, we're going to apply the principle of shlichusayu, and Rashi says it means we're doing the shlichus of the dayonim smuchim of Eretz Yisrael of 1600 years ago. And they gave us Rishus Ladun, and any Bezdin today of three Edyotos picks up that license and is a Shliach of the original Batei Dinim in Eretz Yisrael of Smuchim. And that's exactly how it works in Dini Momenos, in Odos Falvos, according to again this man the Omar, that in Chutzlarts we're going to be Shluchim of the Smuchim of Eretz Yisrael back in the time. So the Gemara then asks the following question. Once you've made this takana that we are doing the shlichus, even though we're not smuchim of the bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore three adyotas could judge in odos valvos, let's apply this principle of shlichus even in gzelos v'chavos. Because although the Torah requires clearly smuchim in the case of gzelos v'chavos, we can get together a bezdin of three adyotos and exercise the principle of Shlichusayu kavdinon. And in fact, if you'll take a look at the sugya at the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, which addresses the case of gzeilus v'chavolos, the Gemara clearly indicates that we need a bezin of smuchim for gzeilus v'chavolos. So the Gemara answers, and this is the breakthrough principle. What's the difference between three adyotos in hodos valvos and three adyotos in gzelos and chavolos? And the Gemara answers, ki avdin in shlichusayu. When do we deactivate the principle of shlichusayu? That's b'milsa d'shchicha. That's your general case of monetary law. That's hodos valvos. Gittin is also considered milsa d'shchicha. I mean, it's not a fluke. Unfortunately, today it's mamish shchicha, But in any event, it's not considered a one in a million enterprise. And therefore, we're going to apply the principle of shlichusayu kavdinon, meaning the original batei dinim in Eretz Yisrael of smuchim appointed shluchim, who are hedyotos, for a milsa d'shchicha, only for that which was regular and normal. Says the Gemara, b'milsa d'lo shchicha lo avdinan shlichusayu. If it's a fluky kind of case, it's not a normal case that we anticipate, somebody steals money, for example, a theft, then that's called lo shchicha. And if it's lo shchicha, we don't activate the principle of shlichusayu. So let's just summarize Tosis and Yevamis and Tosis and Gittin. We can be makabel gerim bisman hazeh without a bezin of smuchim, of mumchim, midin shlichusayu kavdinon. And if you'll ask me, well, how does Shlichus Sayukav Dinan work? It means that we are standing here today as a Bezdin that represents the original Bezdin. We are the emissaries of the original Bezdin of Smuchim, Shlichus Sayukav Dinan, in a Milsa de Shchicha. That a Milsa de Shchicha applies, number one, to Odos Valvos, that's your classic monetary case. Number two, to Gittin. And we can force a husband who refused to give a get to give a get. And number three, in the case of Geirus, and Geirus is also called a Milsa de Shchicha. Add that to the fact that Tosfos says Shalotin Odelis Bifnei Geirim, and obviously we're talking about a Milsa de Shchicha, and the Rabbanan are going to establish this institution called a Beis Din Shel Gimel. Again, we haven't yet address the main question here. Is this a Geirus d'Oraisa based on Shlichus Sayukav Dinan, or is this only d'Rabbanan? We'll get to that in just a minute. Now, all this is great according to the Baal HaTosfos. The trouble is that the Ran, which you'll see on page 2 of Yomar Makomos, writes Geirus lo Shchicha. He classifies Geirus as a Milsa lo Shchicha. So again, it's Shchiach, but Geirus is lo Shchiach. Again, we need a real giant of Lumdis to figure this all out. When is it called Shchicha? And we apply Shlichus Sayukav Dinan, like for example, in the case of Get. When is it, according to the Ran, Milsa de lo Shchicha? Like the case of Geirus. Don't know. I can't figure this out. But in any event, it comes out in the following, that according to the Ran, the whole enterprise of accepting Gerim is a Milsa lo Shchicha. And as such, we cannot apply the principle of Shlichus Sayukav Dinan. And it's like the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin with regard to Gzeilus v'Chavos, we need Smuchim. And there's no Shlichus Sayukav Dinan, it's a Milsa lo Shchicha. We don't have Smuchim, so hence the whole enterprise of Geirus, according to the Ran, is up in the air. We really don't know how to establish Geirus. Now, on page 3 of Yomar Makomos, you'll see the Sma. The Sma in Yoredei, he says that Mekablin Geirus Bizman Hazeh Midin Shlichusayu, Afal Gav De'ein Adover Shliach. So he says, the Sma, that we accept on the one in the Ran, that Geirus is considered a Milsa lo Shchicha, and at the same time we accept the sheet of Tosfos that Shlichus Sayukav Dinan applies, and we can have a valid Beis Din for Geirus even though it's made up today of Het Yotos. How do we reconcile that? Says the Sma, Mipnei Shegeirus he dover gadol. Very ambiguous phrase. That even though it's a Milsa lo Shchicha, but it's a dover gadol. I can only assume that by Dover Gadol, what he means to say is that it's so necessary, it's such a great thing, you know, great, I don't mean great that we're happy about it, but I mean great that it has such a fundamental impact on Jewish life, that we have to stretch the law a little bit, and somehow apply Shlichus Sayukav Dinan, even in a Milsa lo Shchicha, I don't know. That's the Sma. But the good news from the Sma is that I can accept the Ran and still validate the enterprise of Geirus Bizman Hazeh without Shluchim, even though it's Lo Shchicha, based on this svara called the Dover Gadol. Maybe we'll come back to Dover Gadol a little bit later on. Now here we have a sheet of Rabbeinu Nisanel, which is quoted on page 2 in Tosfos and Kiddushin. And this is really a major breakthrough. Don't get too excited about it, Rabosai, because nobody accepts this Rabbeinu Nisanel. But it's very fascinating. Rabbeinu Nisanel says that there's Geirus even in our time, even though we don't have Mumchim, based on an entirely different consideration. Not because of the Gemara in Gittin that says you can force a get because Shlichus Sayukav Dinan, but based on one word in the Torah. The Torah, in the Parsha of Geirus, adds a word, Lid Doro Sechem. In other words, accept Geirim for your generations. That means in all generations. How does Rabbeinu Nisanel know that the word Lid Doro Sechem in the Parsha of Geirus means for all Doros? He knows it from a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus asks, how do we have Gerus after Churban Beis HaMikdash? When the Mikdash stood, Gerus was comprised of three major meisim, three elements. Number one, Milah. Number two, Tefillah. And number three, Karban. The Ger brought his Karban. That's a parasha at the end of Mishpatim. We've spoken about that many times. So the Gemara asks, Selameata, if we require a Karban, Ha'idna Deleka Karban, today we don't have a Karban, Lona Kabel Gerim, and Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the answer is, V'chi Yogur Itchem Ger. O Asher B'Sochachem Lidoroseichem, Lidoroseichem, the Ika Geris B'chol Daru Dar, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the possibility of the Ger bringing his Karban, nevertheless this Gerus, because it says L'doroseichem, which means in every generation, comes along Rabbeinu Nisanel, and he says that you see that L'doroseichem is Gzeres HaKosim, we could drop one of the basic requirements, the most basic essential elements in Gerus, namely the Karban, and institute and validate Gerus Bisman Azel L'doroseichem without the Mikdash, without the Karban, so too, we can be Mekabel Gerim today, without a Bezdin shall smooch him. And that's based on L'doroseichem. The Ramban, which you'll see on page 2, on the top of the page, he quotes this Rabbeinu Nisanel. But I have to tell you that all the Rishonim rejected Rabbeinu Nisanel. The Gemara applies to L'doroseichem as far as the requirement of a Karban is concerned. Which means that a Karban, if possible, when the Mikdash stood, That is a part of Gerus, but you know, there's Gerus without a Karban, but you can't have Gerus without a Bezdin. If the Torah requires a Bezdin of Smuchim, and that's based on Tosis' equation between Gerus and Mishpat and Gzelos v'Chavolos, where it says Elohim three times, meaning Smuchim, and even if I hold that Gerus is equal to Hodos Valvos, although I haven't found anyone who says that except for me, but nevertheless, we have a principle called Erev Parshas Ksivkan, so Elohim times three is a requirement even in Hodos Valvos, hence, Mishpat by definition means Smuchim. So the Rishonim say the only way of salvaging Geris Mizman Hazeh is to activate the principle of Shlichus Sayuk Avdina, which is the Gemara in Gittin as far as a recalcitrant husband who refuses to give his get. We beat him up until he's blue in the face because Shlichus Sayuk Avdina. And we're going to apply that now for Geris. The only problem is, we don't know if Geris is a Milsa the Shlicha or it's a Milsa Lo Shlicha. Well, if it's a Milsa Lo Shlicha, we have two choices. We can either say like the Ran with the Sma and say it's a Dor Gadol, whatever that means, or we can go with Rabbeinu Nisanel and we can say L'Doro Seichem, and L'Doro Seichem indicates that we can accept Gerim even in our time with a Bezdin Shalad Yotos. The only problem is, Rabosai, there is no such entity as a Bezdin Shalad Yotos. The Torah requires Smuchim. If you're not going to activate the principle of Shlichus Sayuk Avdinan, how could L'Doro Seichem tell me that there's Gerus without a Bezdin? You need Smuchim for a Bezdin. That's why I say, let's not get too excited, too carried away with Rabbeinu Nisanel. I love this Rabbeinu Nisanel. But, you know, and the logical equation of Rabbeinu Nisanel, he says, the Dor Seichem, in every generation, we have to be able to be a Kabbal Gerim, but how? What's the mechanics? We need a Bezdin of Smuchim, we don't have one. And therefore, we really have to fall back on the Rishon and the Balei HaTosfos in many different places in Shas that activate the principle of Gittin, namely, Shlichus Sayuk Avdinah. There is one other possibility, and this is the Ramban, which you'll see here on the top of page 2. And the Ramban sneaks this in. It's almost like, you know, if you blink, you can miss it, but it's mamish a revolution. The Ramban says, V'efshar, deger tzarech shlosha gmiri. The word Gemiri means Halach L'Moshe Misina. We assume that a Bezdin, that Gerus needs a Bezdin because Shteitin Pasuk Mishpat. No, says the Ramban, that's only Nesmachta. In truth, Gerus does not require a Bezdin except for Halach L'Moshe Misina. V'chi Gemiri, Shlosha Gemiri, U'mumchim Lo Gemiri. Wow, this is a sharp move. We've been emphasizing time and time again that a Beis Din is, it's got to be a Beis Din of Smuchim. And hence, how do we deal with Geirus Bizman Hazeh? We don't have Smuchim. Says Ramban, I could avoid, sidesweep the whole discussion. Yeah, if you derive Beis Din and Geirus from the Pasuk Mishpat, then you get into all your issues. Nein. The requirement of a Beis Din in Geirus is a Hilchos HaGemirah. And in the Hilchos HaGemirah, nowhere does it say in the fine print that you need Smuchim. So if I had a quiz question, where, in what context does the Torah recognize a Beis Din of three Hedyotos, then if I was very sharp, I would mention the Ramban tucked away in Masechet Yevamos, who suggests that the requirement of three judges for a Beis Din in Geirus is three Hedyotos, because the Hilchos HaGemirah of a Beis Din never required Smuchim. So we have three different approaches as to how to validate and understand the institution, the enterprise of Geirus Bizman Hazeh. One approach is going to be Shlichus Sayukov did it, we need Smuchim. The other approach is to say that it's a Dover Gadol, and therefore you don't need Smuchim, whatever that means. And finally, we have actually four approaches. We have Rabbeinu Nisanel, who says L'dor Seichem, and therefore you don't require Smuchim. And finally, we have the Ramban, who says Hilchos HaGemirah never required Smuchim. Now, all that we did until now is presented in a great anthology in a sefer called Maskil David from the former chief rabbi, Ashkenazic chief rabbi, Rabbi David Lau. And you will find this on page 8 in this gigantic booklet, if you happen to have pulp printed it out, from olamot.net. So that's called Maskil David. And we'll come back to the Maskil David a little bit later on when we discuss the contemporary issue that I raised at the beginning of the Shia. In any event, there are a number of tshuvas on Geirus Bizman Hazeh that are very, very important, that are written, and hold on to your seat, by Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook in various tshuvas for him that he published. Now, I'm not going to get into politics here, but I'll have to tell you that the first chief rabbi of Palestine, Rav Cook, was a Talmud Chacham beyond belief. I have a personal Mesorah from one of the Gedolei Yisrael that he was greater than the Evin HaOzel. Now the Evin HaOzel was, Mrs. Zalman Meltzer, was considered the Rosh Hashiva in his time. Okay, so I don't want to get into politics here, so don't vetishka. But Rav Kook was a greater Talmud Chacham than the so-called Gadol Adar. Okay, so just for the record. But in any event, I'm very happy that the olamot.net is not limited by all the charamim in the Frankel's Mafteh, Mafteh on the Rambam and others for him, that you can't quote Rav Kook. He quotes Rav Kook extensively. Rav Kook has a sefer called Shut Das Kohen. And in that tshuva sefer, he quotes Rabbeinu Nisanel. He says, unfortunately, Koshel Lismoch al Dvarov, we cannot validate Geirus based on Rabbeinu Nisanel, Shehu Neged Stam Diriatosis Bekama Mekomos B'Shabes. Upshit Olan, he has no doubt about it that the entire enterprise, the institution of Geirus Bizman Hazeh, is based on Shlichusayukov Dina. And this, in the Tshuvas of Rav Kook, has tremendous repercussions. But first, let's talk about another issue. And I'm trying to fit this all into the next 10-15 minutes. What is Shlichus Sayukov Dinan? Is it some sort of Doraisa halacha, or is it a Drabbanan halacha? The Ramban, here on the top of your page 2, says, V'efshar d'minat Torah, afilu hedyotos donin b'shlichus sayu d'mumchim. The Ramban says, efshar, he raises the possibility, and it seems like a pretty weak possibility, but nevertheless, the Ramban relates to this possibility that the principle of Shlichusayukov Dinan to set up a Shlichus between our Batei Dinim and the original Mumchim is Minat Torah. And perhaps what the Ramban has in mind is another variation of this Rabbeinu Nisanel, that since the Torah says L'Doro Seichem, and we're stuck because how could there possibly be a valid Geirus in all generations when we don't have Smuchim? How could the Torah guarantee that there'll always be Geirus? It must be that the Torah is relying on Shlichus Sayukov Dinah. However, today we started with Tosfos Yevamos, and I'll read to you the language of Tosfos Yevamos here on page 1. He says, Shlichu Sayukov Dinan, Kemosha Choshu Lineilas Delas Bifnei Lovin, Choshu Nami Lineilas Delas Bifnei Gerim. So just like in Dini Momenos, in the case of Alvos, they made an institution, a rabbinic enactment, to validate a bezdin of hedyotos, because otherwise people would not lend money. So too, in order to open the door for gerus, they made a takana, derabanan, to rely on a bezdin of hedyotos. Truth be told, it's a little bit of a stretch. You know, I understand very well that, you know, bezdin in Dini Momenos is the kingpin. You know, we have a principle called Hefker Bezdin Hefker. They can take money out of your pocket and put it into his pocket. So if they decide Shlichu Sayukov, you know, will rely on a decision in a monetary case of three adyotos, I can accept that. You know, that's all within the purview and the authority of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. When you get to a Bezdin for Gerus, you know, that's not Hefker Bezdin Hefker. I mean, either the Torah recognizes this Gerus, or he's a guy. He can't be a Jew. Just, you know, snap your finger, he becomes a Jew. It's not like Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So this assumption that the Rabbanon Shalotin Odelis Bifnei Gerin, poof, they created an institution called a Bezdin Shalotos for Gerus, I'm not sure exactly how that works. But again, you can't blame Berzon. I didn't write the script. This is Tosfos and Yevamos. Tosfos and Yevamos says that to the same way they were Choshech Vanilas Delis, and therefore they accepted the shlichus of our Bat Edidim of Hedyotos, so too in Shalotin Odelis Bifnei Gerim, they instituted this enactment to recognize a Bezdin of Hedyotos as if we were a Bezdin as far as Gerus is concerned. Now, when I walk away from this Tosfos, I say to myself the following: every Ger today is only a Ger Derabbanan. I don't know about you, but I don't feel comfortable about that. So here I want to introduce a very radical revolution of sorts of the Nesivos. You know, the Nesivos lived approximately 150 years ago in Galicia, and you'll see the Nesivos on page 4, and he writes the following: V'hine b'hadav dinish lichusayu mashma l'chor me'ashashu rak derabbanan. That our ability to be the Bezdin Shalotos, the representatives of the original Smuchim, is only the Rabbanon. And he quotes the Tosfos of the Ilas Delis. Says the Nesivos, Lefi ani yustaiti be'emes hu midoraisa. Pretty radical chiddush. Shlichu Sayukov Dinon generates a doraisa. I, Tosfos, says it's only Shalotin Ol Delis from the Lov, and obviously it's rabbinic. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to decide when to apply this. So Shlichu Sayukov Dinan is a mechanism that works on a Torah level Doraisa. But when does it work? The Torah authorizes the Chachamim at any point, in any situation, to press the button and say, now we need it. Now we have to apply Shlichu Sayukov Dinan. Vehem, meaning the Rabbanan, lo asu osam l'shluchim, they only made us into shluchim, b'makom de'ika ne'ilas delis. So again, the ne'ilas delis is the background for the decision of the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan ultimately are exercising their authority on a doraisa level of shlichu sayukav dinah. And it would seem to me that the Nesivos is operating with shlichus mamish, you know, with dealing with shlucho shalom kamosa. Again, how this works, I don't know. You know, how could my Alta Zeda, who was a mumche, you know, 2,000 years ago, how can he appoint me as a hedgehog, as his shliach? I don't know exactly how that works. But the bottom line is that the Torah recognizes and validates the mechanism of shlichu sayukav dinan, it's a doraisa, and all that the Rabbanan, all that the Tosfos means that the Rabbanan made this decision because the Shalotin Ol Delis bifnei gerim, that's only to decide if and when to activate this authority that they have through the mechanism of Shlichu Sayukov Dinan. And the Nesivos adds a proof to this. And he says, Teda, Da Makablim Gerim Bizman Azeh, Mitam Avdina Shlichusayu, right? Tosfos in many places. V'kiddushin, kiddush, v'kiddush of kiddushin. What do we do in a case where a ger marries a woman? I mean, I myself have been to such weddings. I once had to officiate at such a wedding. It's very complicated. But in any event, why do we recognize his kiddusha? His whole status as a ger is only derabbanan. V'lo tafsi acher kach kiddushi sheni. Let's say in a gioris case, so a man was mekadesh a gioris, and now another man comes along and he's mekadesh her. So what are we going to say? That we have to be choshish for both kiddushins? Meaning, obviously, we're assuming that gerus is doraisa. We're going to recognize the ger for marriage, for divorce, for a din of eishes ish, like any other Jew. And if you're going to tell me, well, maybe it's only derabbanan, then ein koch biad chachamim lachor dover min haTorah b'kum v'aseh. In other words, if a ger marries a woman, right? Let's say a Jewish woman. Now, a ger marries, let me just get the case. A ger marries a Jewish woman, right? Oh, excellent. And now, a Yisrael, right, a natural born Yisrael, goes ahead and he marries this woman. Well, if you're going to tell me that the whole marriage to the first guy, who was a ger, is only derabbanan because this whole ger is derabbanan b'zman hazeh, then on a doraisa level, she's married to the second husband. Are we going to say there, therefore, that derabbanan, because of their validation of the first kiddushin of the part of the ger, they're going to be oker dover min haTorah b'kum v'aseh? They're going to say that the second mekadesh, who's a natural born Jew, he doesn't have to give a get to his wife. Why? Because we recognize midrabbanan, the first kiddushin of the ger. Well, then you're being oker domina Torah, because the Torah, insofar as this gerus is not gerus, l'chusayu k'avdin is only drabbanan, the Torah doesn't recognize the first marriage of the ger. And now the rabbanan are going way beyond the red line of their authority. How can they be oker domina Torah b'kum v'aseh? Rabbos, if you didn't follow the mathematics here, just hang in there, because I know you have to go soon, and I want to copyright the end of the shiur, and then maybe we can talk about this a little bit after the shiur. The end of the Nesivos, he says the following: Umiu Omnam Haramban Biyavamis Harashba Begitin Kosvu Dahavirak Geris Derabbanan. So even though the Nesivos thinks he has a brilliant framework and a structure to conclude that Geris Bizman Hazeh Doraisa and Shlichusayu Kavdinan is a din doraisa, nevertheless he admits at the end of this whole presentation that the Ramban rejects this, the Rashba rejects it. He was able to fit it into Tosfos, although that was a little bit of a stretch. And Tosfos, and he's quoting the Ramban. The Ramban says Shlichusayu dehedyotos mishum takanta derabbanan hu. The Ramban is outspoken in this Ramban at the beginning of the page, that the entire enterprise of Shlichusayu of Hedyotos is only a takonis chachamim. And although at the end of this Ramban he seems to assume that it might be min haTorah, but he definitely assumes that Shlichusayu kavdinan is doraisa. Maybe you could say it's, you know, maybe the requirement of gerus is only hilchos gemirlon, and we don't require smuchim. That's fine. But if you're assuming the way all the Bali HaTosfos assume, that mishpat ksivbe, which means that the Torah requires a bezdin of smuchim for gerus, then the Ramban himself says, according to that shita, that shlichusayu kavdinan is only a takana derabban. Now we only have two more minutes left, and if you have to leave, you have to leave, but we get to the crux of the matter. If we assume, like the Bali HaTosfos, that our gerus today bizman hazeh is predicated on shlichusayu kavdinan, well, guess what? The Netziv Mivalojin in Meshiv Dover, you'll see on page 4, says that in many cases we're going to have to be mevatel the gerus. We're not going to recognize the gerus. Why? Because there's certain restrictions to shlichus. Lav din and shlichus ela im kein osim kedas. Kedas means dalit tough, meaning according to the law. Not only that, we have a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, also the Gadol Hador, and he writes, if let's say for example the ger is, I don't know, he doesn't mention this, but he's hemophiliac or whatever reason they couldn't do the mila. So in other cases you might say, well, okay, if there's no mila, let's just rely on tefila. He says, no, that's already a milsud lo shchicha. That geirus is already unusual geirus. Shlichu sayakav dinan only applies in a milsud the shchicha. So let's go over this. According to Nitziv, we're not going to accept the shlichus if the shlichus went afoul. If they had no right, then they shouldn't have accepted this ger. Because it wasn't kedas. This is not the kind of geirus that we have in mind, and that's not what the shmuchim appointed us as shliach. Then ain shliach l'dvar vera. And the mshaleach could say l'tikune shtartich v'lo l'avuse. This is not what I sent you as a shliach. And then we have Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector in the case of a milsud lo shchicha. So let me ask you, Rabbi Osei, the question I raised to you at the beginning of the shiur: how shchiach is it for a woman to undergo gerus and then a week later get married and violate and trample all the basic laws of yadus? Is that called a milsud lo shchicha? And Rav Kook, getting back to Rav Kook in another tshuva, he writes, as far as gerim are concerned, ain b'hem gerim she'ain b'hem shum mitzvah. They don't have in their hands any mitzvah k'tikuna. Meaning the least that's on their mind is mitzvahs. Mi yemar davdina b'hem shlichusayu dekamoy is such a bezdin, fulfilling the shlichus of the earlier batei dinim, pshita delo avi milsud de shchiyah. In other words, Rav Kook couldn't have even imagined a bezdin that would beguire someone who has no intention of shum mitzvah kitikuna. That's not shlichusayu. That's not a milsud d'shchicha. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi Yerushalayim, went even very far. He said in those communities they don't recognize gerus, like for example the Argentinians, the Syrians, and so forth. But makom shebidyeved Giru, he says, if they made a takona not to be megayin, they went ahead and parts of us together, they broke the communal rules. The Giru, he says, b'makom isur, if they violated the takona sa'ir, the takona sa'kiila, lav dinan shlichusayu, that's already called an avera. Ein shlichus advar avera, he says. We cannot recognize this shlichus. He says Shlosh Ed Yotis is an institution based on Shlichusayu Kavdinon. He, by the way, is of the opinion that's only Durabbanon. But if it's L'shem Isur, that was not part of the Takonis Chachomim. The Chachomim, the furthest thing from the Chachomim's mind is Shlotinol Delis Bifnei Gerim, who are not interested in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. And in the Sefer Maskil David, which you'll see now on page 9, which is Rabbi David Lau Shlita, he writes that b'makom she'ein legayer lechatchila hageris lo chala mishum shegeris shel adam she'ein arotze be'emes bekabolas Torah u'mitzvus havi milsa lo shchicha u'bemilsa lo shchicha lo amrina shlichusayu kavdinan. What could be more clear than the chief rabbi writing an article in which he says that if there's no interest, genuine interest, in Kabbalah's Torah mitzvahs, that is a milsud lo shchicha, and forget about shlichusayu kavdinan. Is Rabosai, getting back to the point that we started with, which I told you is addressed in one of the contemporary articles on Gerus in Tchumin, about a woman who a week after her Gerus got married, whatever, he says, Bevadai, he says, for sure, that's not a Dover Gadol. This is not what the Chacham had in mind. You remember the Sma that we spoke about, that for a Dover Gadol, we're going to institute Shlichusayu Kavdina. Ubechai Gavna, Misbar Lemafreya, a week retroactively, Shalo Yeh Koach Shlichusayu LeBezdin LeGairo. There's no Shlichusayu here in that Bezdin that was Megairo. So I point to you on page 11 of these Mar Mekomos to Tchumin, discussing the case that we started with. But I don't want you to walk out of here and think it's an open and shut case. I mean, there are cases here in contemporary Israel where they would megayer someone who clearly was not interested in Torah mitzvahs. And they want to recognize that gerus, and they want them to serve in the Israeli army, and so forth and so on. I don't want to go into all the details here, because I'm being recorded. In any event, there is a tshuva, maybe one leg to stand on, and that's Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, which you'll see here on page 4, the Beis Yitzchak. He's talking about a different case called gerus l'shem nisu, and he had no interest in gerus, but he wanted to marry a Jew, or she wanted to marry a Jew. And he wants to say that it's not an Isur Gomor, that when they were Megayer this person, it's not an absolute Isur. Because if it would be an absolute Isur, then Lo Avdinan Shlichusayu. And he says that we can accept this Gerus, even if it was L'shem Nisuin post facto, he's not encouraging it. Because maybe this person, after the marriage, will come around to Torah Mitzvahs. And it will become a serious Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvahs. There are a couple of far-flung tshuvas, I would say they're a little bit unusual, that maintain that maybe we could recognize Gerus today, even if it was not really a genuine Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. But all the logic is very, very weak. So again, Rabbosai, I'm not going to tell you whether Gerim Bisman Aziz, Doraisa, Drabonon, if you want to rely on Rabbeinu Nisano that we spoke about on the Ramban, if you want to rely on the deceivers, maybe Gerus today would be Doraisa. But I would insist that Gerus today is valid Doraisa based on the Sheet of Tosfos, the Sugin Gittin, Shlichusayu Kavdinon. And with that, I leave you with the open-ended question, can there be an application of Shlichusayu Kavdinon in these way-out cases?